ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातम् जगत् सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। सो वी आर सीइंग दि एइथ अनुवाकः अष्टमोऽनुवाकः कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्रियोपनिषदि द्वितीयोऽध्याये ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ल्याम् अष्टमोऽनुवाकः। एइथ सेक्शन् वी आर सीइंग And until now, we have seen very relevant, appropriate reasons. The beautiful evidences presented by the Upanishad, explained by Shankara Bhagavatpada, that evidences for establishing the existence of Brahma. Brahma asti. Brahman exists as a source of fear for an ajnani, avidwan. Brahman exists a source of fearlessness for Vidwan, a wise person. Brahma asti, a source of happiness. Any source of any degree of pleasure is Brahma. The only source of fullness of happiness is Brahma. All you understood? So we have to go and let us recite those mantras once. भीषास्माद्वातः पवते भीषो देति सूर्यः भीषास्मादग्निश्चेन्द्रश्च मृत्युर्धावति पञ्चम इति सैषानन्दस्य मीमांसा भवति युवास्यात् साधु युवाध्यायकः आशिष्ट ठो द्रडिष्ठो बलिष्ठः तस्येयं पृथिवी सर्वा वित्तस्य पूर्णा स्यात् स एको मानुष आनन्दः। I'm going to repeat this after the Rig Mantra, which explains how Brahman is a source of fear for an avidwan. Then the Upanishad presents Ananda Mimamsa. Saisha Anandasya Mimagamsa Bhavati Yuvasyat Sadhu Yuvadhyayakaha Asishtho Dadishtho Balishtaha Tasyeyam Prithivi Sarva Vittasya Purnasyat तस्येयं पृथिवी सर्वा वित्तस्य पूर्णा स्यात् स एको मानुष आनन्दः। ओके, सो हियर वी हैव अंडरस्टूड द वेरी बिगिनिंग ऑफ द सेक्शन इटसेल्फ नेचर ऑफ द अब्सोल्यूट रियालिटी ब्रह्म obtaining as the essential nature of the innermost essence of every being, every individual. Brahman is the abstract formless reality, is ever of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. And it is this reality which is of the nature of consciousness, is of the nature of self-existence, thereby is the existence of the whole cosmos. And this consciousness existence, Satchit Brahma, is ever of the nature of limitlessness, anantam. Time-wise limitless, spatially limitless, object-wise limitless, kalataha, deshataha, vastutaha, aparichinnam vastu, brahma. Therefore, this reality is ever of the nature of limitlessness. Limitlessness is a synonym of the word fullness, anandaha. Anantam is a neuter noun. Anandaha is a masculine noun. Fullness. And the fullness is actually happiness. So, happiness, being happy, is equal to happiness. And happiness is the very swarupam of the reality. And reality being a swarupam of every individual, reality implied by the term Brahman being the essential nature, innermost essence of every individual, obtaining the very content of I, every individual is essentially of the nature of anandaha. Happiness, fullness. Therefore, happiness is something which need not be attained, cannot be attained, being one's own sarupam. Therefore, it is something to be discovered. That is why Upad says in the very beginning, it is available for recognition in the cave of intellect. We understood that also. And here, this Brahman being the only source of happiness, any degree of sukham, any great sukham a person enjoys, that's also nothing but distorted anandaha. Any is a fraction of manifestation, a fraction of fullness of happiness alone is any degree of sukham. Therefore, we do not have any other source of happiness other than Brahma. And here, Upanishad presents, Sa Esha Anandasya Mimamsa. I'm going to go to this next portion, Bhashyam portion. Tasya asya brahmanaha anandasya esha mimamsa bhavati. There is mimamsa. What does this word mimamsa mean? We know mimamsa, literally we say analytical study. But here, it's a desiderative word. Mimamsa is a desiderative word like mumuksha, bhuksha, jignyasa, etc. This is also a desiderative word. How do you get to derive it? Matum icha mimamsa. There is a root ma. And the verb is mati. Mati means measures. Matum to measure. And matum icha is mimamsa. Desire to measure. Desire to measure is mimamsa. So desire to measure. So desire for measuring. Desire to measure, desire for measuring is mimamsa. So desire for measuring means what? Desire for knowing accurately. Desire for knowing accurately. That is why we analyze. So any analysis is made, any inquiry is made, any introspection is made for knowing thoroughly, accurately. So here also, here is a desire for measuring, measurement of what? Desire for measuring the anandaha, happiness. So desire for measuring the anandasya mimamsa. Yesha. Mimamsa happens to be the feminine noun. Yesha anandasya mimamsa bhavati. This is how, this is the measuring of anandaha. Means calculus of anandaha. So calculus of anandaha means what here? Vicharana. So Shankaracharya writes here, vicharana. Vicharana is a feminine noun. Vicharayati. Vicharayati means charayati is different. Vicharayati with the prefix V. Vicharayati means thoroughly enquires. Thoroughly enquires. So thoroughly analyzes so that there will not be any error in understanding. So vicharana, thorough analysis or enquiry is enquiry into the nature of happiness, which is sarupam of Brahma. Brahmanaha anandasya. Esha mimamsa bhavati. Asya tasya brahmanaha. Look at the Shankaracharya present two words. Tasya asya brahmanaha. Why tasya brahmanaha? So you enquire into the nature of fullness of the reality, nature of Brahma reality in terms of anandaha is presented here. The reality of the universe, the reality of the entirety of the cosmos is Tad Brahma. And the reality of the entirety of cosmos obtaining as one's own Surupam, nearest self, is what? Asya Brahmanaha. Tasya Asya Brahmanaha Anandasya Mimamsa Vicharana Bhavati. Okay, here is an inquiry. And before inquiry, we had to remember certain ideas. This inquiry is going to help us understand Brahmanandaha. What exactly is Brahmanandaha? Means what? The nature of the fullness of happiness, the nature of the absolute reality Brahman is what? Brahmanandaha, which is the Swarupam of every individual. So Swarupanandaha. What is the Swarupam of Brahmananda? It has to be understood. Understanding the nature of Brahmananda, Ananda, the nature of Brahman, is understanding one's own essential nature also. Therefore, by way of understanding Brahmananda, here Upanishad also presents what? Vishayanandaha, alaukikanandaha. In order to understand, measure, accurately arrive at what is Brahmanandaha, Upanishad also presents, okay, Vishayananda. Vishayanandaha, laukikanandaha. The worldly happiness. Our happiness derived through the enjoyment of objects. Vishayananda. So what exactly is the Swarupam of Vishayanandaha? What exactly is Swarupam of Brahmanandaha? If you understand, we will understand that we do not have such two anandas. What is there is only anandaha. Anandaha is nature of Brahma. Brahman is ananda, ananda is Brahma. The reality is fullness of happiness. Fullness of happiness is Brahma. But to distinguish that fullness of happiness, the time-bound pleasure, worldly pleasure, Upanishad presents these two words. Anyway, again, how one can arrive at the Brahmanandaha? What is the means of attaining Brahmanandaha? Means of knowing Brahmananda, thereby attaining it. How Vishwanandaha can be experienced also. Therefore, here is presented an inquiry into the nature of Brahman, nature of Anandaha, a sarup of Brahma. Therefore, here Upanishad presents Ananda Mimamsa. Otherwise, said to be inquiry into the calculus of Anandaha. Finally, by thoroughly analyzing the nature of Brahma in terms of its nature of fullness of happiness, by this Ananda Mimamsa, finally, what's going to be established is that Brahmanandaha, Anandaha is the Swarupam of Brahma, and Brahman is our own Swarupam, the Ananda is our own Swarupam, which cannot be attained, need not be attained, is always there, already there as our own Swarupam. So you're going to understand all these factors here. Okay. So, tasya asya brahmanah anandasya yesha mimamsa bhavati. Here is the calculus of anandaha. Vicharana, enquiry into the nature of brahmanandaha. What is brahmanandaha? We're going to understand. His next sentence, kim anandasya mimamsa, kim anandasya mimamsyam iti uchyate, anandasya mimamsyam kim mimamsyam, anandasya mimamsyam kim iti uchyate. What is Mimamsam also means Mimamsa only. What is the calculus of Anandaha? That is going to be said now. Kim Anandaha Vishaya Vishaya Sambandha Janitaha Laukika Anandavat Ahosvit Swabhavikaha Iti Evam Yesha Anandasya Mimamsa. He said, Yesha Anandasya Mimamsa. This measurement, this desire for measuring happiness, this calculus of Anandaha is presented for what? Kim Anandaha Vishaya Vishaya Sambandha Janitaha Laukikanandavat. Is this Anandaha like Laukikanandaha? Is it like the Laukikanandaha, worldly pleasure? Worldly pleasure means what? Vishayanandaha. Worldly pleasure means any degree of happiness, any degree of pleasure, joy, a person enjoys as a result of enjoying some worldly objects is laukikanandaha. Vishya vishya sambandha janitaha laukikanandaha. What is laukikanandaha? See, loka sambandhi ananda, laukikanandaha. Loka sambandha anandaha. So any degree of joy pertaining to the enjoyment of worldly objects, enjoyed as a result of enjoying the worldly objects, is laukika anandaha. So it is said, விஷய விஷய சம்பந்த ஜனிதஹா. விஷயஹா மீன்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட், விஷயி மீன்ஸ் தி என்ஜாயர். விஷயி விஷய விஷயி சம்பந்த ஜனிதா, விஷய விஷயினோ சம்பந்தேன ஜனிதா ஆனந்தா. தி ஜாய் born அவுட் ஆஃப் தி கனெக்ஷன் பிட்வீன் தி என்ஜாயர் அண்ட் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட். தி என்ஜாயர் மைண்ட் அண்ட் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட். விஷய விஷய சம்பந்த ஜனிதா லௌகிகானந்தா. சோ வேர்ல்ட்லி பிளஷர் அதர்வைஸ் செட் டு பி லௌகிகானந்தா ஆர் விஷயானந்தா இஸ் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் தி கனெக்ஷன் அசோசியேஷன் பிட்வீன் தி விஷய அண்ட் விஷயி, தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் and the enjoyer. Is that anandaha? Ahosvit or ahosvit or swabhavikaha, or it is natural. Iti evam anandasya mimamsa. So here, this Brahmanandaha, Purnanandaha, Swarupanandaha, all these words are synonyms. The fullness of happiness, which is the very nature of reality, Brahma, which is the essential nature of every individual, and which is timeless, being the nature of the eternal reality, this anandaha also is eternal nature. Therefore, what? It is also eternal, timeless. And being the nature of reality, it is also undivided, indivisible like the reality. See, whatever is the nature of the fire, that must belong to the heat, which is the nature of the fire also. Whatever is the attribute of the fire, that must be the attribute of the heat, the nature of the fire also. The same way here, this reality is timeless. Therefore, the inseparable nature of reality, anandaha, fullness also, fullness of happiness also is eternal, timeless, beginningless, endless, changeless. Reality is all pervasive. The word fullness of happiness also is all pervasive. Reality is endless, indivisible, undivided. So fullness of happiness also is indivisible, undivided. Why? It is very sarupam, essential nature of the reality. This is Brahmanandaha, is sarupanandaha. Therefore, what now? Swabhavikaha. Why it is swabhavikaha? Because natural. Just to understand, arrive at what exactly is Brahmanandaha, is this Anandaha, which is nature of reality, like the joy born out of the association, connection between the Vishayi and the Vishayaha, or Ahosvit means Athava, or Swabhavikaha, or it is natural. Natural means what? It is one's own sarupam. It is not born. Anything born is not natural. It's not swabhavikam. It's natural, which is independent. So this laukikanandaha, for laukikanandaha to be experienced, to be enjoyed, there must be one's health, one's body, mind, and complex. And there must be the external objects of enjoyment. And there must be perception. There must be knowledge. And there must be connection must happen between the objects of enjoyment and the enjoyer. Only then the enjoyment of Laukikanandaha is possible. That's why Vishaya Vishayinoho Sambandha Janitaha Laukikanandaha. Whereas Swabhavikaha natural. Is it like the Laukikanandaha? Is Anandaha like the Laukikanandaha? Or is it Swabhavikaha? Iti evam Anandasya Mimamsa. In order to inquire into the nature of fullness of happiness, Anandaha, whether it is like the time-bound pleasure, born out of the enjoyment of material object, when enjoyer, or is it one's own essential nature? In order to arrive at it, here, the inquiry into the Anandaha is presented here. Iti evam anandasya mimamsa. Okay. Tatra. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada himself explains what is laukikaha anandaha. Laukikaha anandaha kaha. You can make a question of yourself. Laukikaha anandaha kaha is equal to vishya anandaha kaha. If the question comes. So, laukikaha anandaha is any degree of pleasure. So, sense pleasure is laukikanandaha. What is sense pleasure? What is laukikaha anandaha? It is said, bahya adhyatmika sadhana sampatti nimittaha utkrishtaha. Bahya adhyatmika sadhana sampatti nimittaha anandaha laukikaha anandaha. Bahya adhyatmika sadhana sampatti nimittaha utkrishtaha anandaha laukikaha anandaha. So here, laukikaha ananda, the worldly pleasure, time-bound material pleasure, is bahya adhyatmika, bahya sadhana sampatti nimittaha. Adhyatmika, the word stands for every individual's body, mind, sense complex. From the standpoint of the individual, now who is going to be involved in this inquiry into the nature of ananda is individual, is now his body, mind, sense complex. Adhyatmika stands for karya karana sanghataha. Adhyatmika in this context should be taken as karya karana sanghataha. Karya karana sanghataha is equal to body, mind, sense complex. Now, bahya means external, external to the body, mind, sense complex. Now, sadhana, the means. So, external means in terms of objects of enjoyment, sense objects. So, sadhana sampatti. Sampatti means it's a all infrastructure, the wealth. Nimittaha means dependent. So this worldly pleasure, always said to be the sense pleasure, laukikanandaha. Nimittaha is something which is dependent. Nimittaha means dependent on the connection between the external world of sense objects and the alignment, you can say the body mind sense complex. It's a connection between the body mind sense complex and the external world of objects with all the relative situations, time. See, Bahya Sadhana Sampatti means sense objects, the time or the availability of the objects, the place where the objects are available, the time, place, external conditions, and the sense objects. All these together you can say Bahya Sadhana Sampatti. Therefore, we can say Bahya Adhyatmika Sadhana Sampatti Nimittaha Laukikanandaha. So worldly pleasure is that which is dependent on the alignment between the connection between the body, mind, sense complex, karyakarana sanghata, and external situations, time, place, and the all sense objects. Sense objects, which is capable of giving utkrishtaha ananda. Utkrishta means what now? The exalted level of, highest level of, exalted level of happiness. Highest level of happiness, exalted level of happiness is utkrishtaha anandaha. Utkrishtaha laukikaha anandaha. Bahya adhyatmika sadhana sampatti nimittaha. So highest level of joy, highest degree of happiness, exalted level of happiness, worldly happiness is dependent on the alignment between one's karyakarana sanghataha, body, mind, sense complex, and the external situations, time, place, and the sense objects. Okay. Now, saha yaha yeshaha nirdishyate. So, in this Mimamsa we have read already, we understood what is, we're going to see this, what is a unit of human happiness, etc. We have already understood. We have seen literal meanings of the mantras. So it is said, yaha saha yeshaha nirdishyade. Now that high, this laukikanandaha is that worldly pleasure, worldly happiness, which is dependent on even the exalted level of happiness or any degree of highest degree of worldly sukha, worldly happiness, or any degree of worldly happiness is dependent on the alignment of body, mind, and complex. Alignment between the body, mind, and complex and the external situations and the sense objects. And that is here nirdishyate, that is specifically mentioned. Saha yaha yeshaha nirdishyate. That is specifically mentioned here or specifically pointed out here. For what? Why highest degree of happiness, worldly happiness, is also going to be specifically mentioned in this Ananda Mimamsa portion, specifically for the purpose of understanding what exactly is Brahmanandaha. Brahmananda Anugamartham. See, Anu, Anugachyati means understands. The prefix Anu, the meaning changes. Anugachyati, understands. Anugamanam, understanding. Anugamaha, masculine noun, understanding. Okay? Anugamanam, anugamaha, anugatihi is also if we have understanding. So, anugamartham, brahmanandasya anugamartham, brahmananda anugamartham, saha yaha yeshaha nirdishyate. that laukikaha anandaha, that utkrishtaha laukikaha anandaha. What the highest degree of anandaha and all other different degrees of anandaha, graded pleasure. Different degrees of pleasure also here is specifically mentioned, specifically pointed out for the purpose of understanding what exactly is the nature of Brahman, Brahmanandaha. What exactly is happiness? What is fullness of happiness? What is Brahmanandaha? What is Swarupanandaha? So for understanding, so Brahmananda Anugamartham, for the purpose of understanding Brahmanandaha, and that through that calculus of Anandaha, here even highest degree of worldly pleasure also is specifically pointed out in this calculus of Anandaha. Aninehi prasiddhena anandena vyavritta vishaya buddhigamyaha anandaha anugantum shakyate. Anena hi prasiddhena anandena. Anena hi prasiddhena anandena. Vyavritti vishaya buddhigamyaha anandaha anugantum shakyate. So here he says, vyavritta vishaya buddhigamya anandaha. Know what it is? Vyavritta vishaya buddhigamya anandaha is a beautiful compound. Anandaha, which is arrived at by a mind which is free from objects, which is withdrawn from the objects. Vyavritta buddhihi, vishayebhyaha vyavritta buddhihi, vishayebhyaha vyavritta buddhihi, vyavritta vishaya vishaya buddhihi, vishayebhyaha vyavritta buddhihi means the mind which has been withdrawn totally from the external world of objects. The person of dispassion, total dispassion, who was, because of his discriminative understanding, has grown out of desire for objects, is the one who is capable of withdrawing one's attention from all the objects. No more interest over the mind does not go. So it is said, vyavritta vishaya buddhigamyaha anandaha means the anandaha which is arrived at, which can be arrived at by the mind which is free from, which is withdrawn from, which is free from desires, thereby which is withdrawn from, brought away from all the sense objects. That is Ananda, is Brahmanandaha. See, Brahmananda, very, very important point here, please listen. Brahmanandaha, the fullness of happiness, which happens to be one's own surupam, which need not be attained, which is already there, always there. It has been discovered. Why it is not available for recognition? Because attention of the mind is not placed there. If attention of the mind is placed, and it is available for recognition. Why attention of the mind is not placed here? Attention goes all over. Why attention goes all over? Because distracted. Because there's no viveka, there's no vairagyam. Minds are still interested in time-bound pleasures, time enjoyment of objects. Attention goes all over. Therefore, anandaha, in spite of being on swarupam, it is not available for recognition. Whereas Brahmananda is Gamyate, easily arrived at. Okay? Kena Gamyate, Kaya Gamyate, Buddhya Gamyate. Brahmananda is easily, effortlessly arrived at by the mind, which, whose attention is available for play, understanding and placing it on ascertaining. Therefore, Vyavritta Vishya Buddhihi, Buddhya Gamyate. Brahmananda being one's own sarupam, being one's own essential nature, is always available for recognizing, claiming, for taking ownership of it. It can be arrived at by a mind which is withdrawn from all sense objects. Isn't it? Therefore, Vishya, it is said, Vyavritta Vishya Buddhigamyaha Anandaha is equal to Brahmanandaha, Swarupanandaha. Anugantum Shakyate. It is possible to understand what exactly is Brahmanandaha as what? The Anandaha which can be arrived at by the mind which is attention of which is withdrawn from all the sense objects. Is it clear? Okay. How? Anenahi prasiddhena anandena. Prasiddha anandaha means what? Well-known ananda. See, any degree of pleasure, the worldly pleasure, sense pleasure, which is very familiar, very well known. So, prasiddhena anand, anena hi prasiddhena anandena, through the already well-known time-bound, through this already known, well-known sense pleasure, it is possible for a person to arrive at Brahmananda, which can be arrived at by the mind, which is available for the mind, withdrawn from the sense objects. Here the reason is given why. What is the purpose of presenting the different degrees of graded anandaha here? What is the purpose? Purpose is ultimately, already it is said, Brahmananda anugamartham, for exactly understanding what is Brahmanandaha. Finally, to Brahmananda happens to be one's own sarupam, one need not make any efforts. Not make any efforts, no action is required. All that the person needs is what? One has to bring one's total attention to this. If attention is totally brought to this, Brahman is available for recognition. Attention goes all over. Distracted means, in spite of being one's own sarupam, it is as though not available. Therefore, by presenting this calculus of anandaha, by showing this specifically, this well-known worldly pleasure, sense pleasure, anenahi prasiddhena anandena, through this sense pleasure, well-known sense pleasure, it is possible to understand Brahmanandaha, which can be arrived by the mind which is withdrawn from all other sense objects. Is it clear now? Okay. Go to the next sentence. Laukikaha api anandaha. Laukiko pyanandaha. Brahmanandasya eva matra. Now he is explaining what is Laukikanandaha again. First thing you understood Laukikanandaha, you understand the nature of Laukikanandaha also simultaneously. What the first nature? Bahya Adhyatmika Sadhana Sampatti Nimittaha Laukikanandaha. That is the nature. This Bahyanandaha or Laukikanandaha or Vishyanandaha, the time, sense pleasure is something which is dependent on the alignment between the body, mind, sense complex and external situation of the objects. This is point number one. Now he gives another one. Laukikaha apyanandaha brahmandasya eva matra. So laukikanandaha is not something which is there independently without brahmananda. So laukikanandaha api, laukikaha api anandaha brahmanandasya eva matra. Matra means what? Brahmanandasya matra eva. This worldly pleasure, otherwise called sense pleasure, is only a fraction. Matra means what? Fraction. Fraction of manifestation of Brahmanandaha. Brahmanandasya matra eva laukikanandaha. Understand? This sense pleasure is nothing but fraction of manifestation of Brahmananda, happiness, fullness of happiness only. Therefore, you can say it's only a trickle of Brahmananda. Brahmanandasya matra eva. And how is it possible for one to have this worldly pleasure, which is sense pleasure or worldly pleasure, which is nothing but a matra, a fraction, a trickle of the manifestation of Brahmanandaha. It is said, avidyaya tiraskriyamane vijnane. Beautiful. When does a person, how does a person experience this time-bound sense pleasure? Avidyaya vijnane tiraskriyamane. When one's discriminative capacity or discriminative understanding is veiled by ignorance. Tiraskriyamane. When, this is Sati Saptami. Vijnane tiraskriyamane. Vijnanam, please make a note, the word vijnanam has different contextual meanings. In this context, the word vijnanam does not mean knowledge, discriminative understanding. When a person's discriminative knowledge, discriminative understanding is being veiled, by ignorance. Avidyaya vijnane tiraskriyamane. Then what happens? Utkrishyamanayam cha avidyayam. So whenever the discriminative knowledge, discriminative understanding is veiled, being veiled by ignorance, naturally, avidyayam utkrishyamanayam. When ignorance become necessarily more powerful, ignorance becomes predominant. When there is, ignorance becomes predominant, utkrishyamana avidyayam utkrishyamanayam. When ignorance becomes predominant, more powerful, then what happens? There is laukikaha sampadyate. Laukikaha sampatti, laukikaha anandaha sampadyate. There happens the experience of sense pleasure, worldly pleasure. How? Brahmadibhi vibhavyamanaha. The sense pleasure worldly pleasure, or basically Vishayanandaha, enjoy being which is enjoyed by, experienced by all the beings right from Brahma. See, Brahma, the Brahmajis. So Brahma the Bihi, by all the beings right from Brahma, the world, the different degrees of worldly pleasure is being experienced, enjoyed. Which experienced, that happens. How karma vashat yatha vijnanam vishayadi sadhana sambandha vashat cha. So the three important factors are there. For any degree of sukham, joy to be experienced, it can be sukham experienced by Brahma or Prajapati or Gandharvas or means or Manushyaha in this world. For all that sukham, that's why karma vashat, any sukham experienced, enjoyed by any person is based karma vashat, due to the punyam a person has accumulated as a result of one's karma. Yatha vijnanam, also the person, the punyam a person has accumulated in keeping with the meditations a person has practiced. Yatha vijnanam means in keeping with the specific meditations a person has practiced. That's why even now, we may not know different meditations, Vedic meditations. But people do puja with shraddha, tremendous shraddha, people do pujas. Some people have no interest in pujas. Simply light the lamp in the morning, finished. But some make the point to do pujas regularly for every occasion. Every occasion, chanting relevant mantras, doing, collecting flowers with shraddha, making prasadam with shraddha, and sitting in hours, chanting, spending time with the total focus, having, placing one's attention also there, then of course there'll be difference. Karma pale, there'll be difference in karma palam. No, I celebrate Krishna Jayanti, light the lamp, offer some flowers, finished. But some people make a lot of effort, the shraddha, not because the shraddha they do. So past the time involved, shraddha involved, now how they do it, attitude involved, reverence involved, all those things come contribute for one's palam. That's why yatha vijnanam. Yatha vijnanam means in keeping with the meditations a person has practiced, in keeping with the karmas a person has performed, and also Vishayadi sadhana sambandha vashat cha. And also because of what? The connection between the one's mind and the objects, the means of enjoyment, and also the objects of enjoyment. Vishayadi sadhana sambandha vashat. So, the degree of pleasure, the graded sukham a person, any being enjoys, is because of what? Because of the punyam, the degree of punyam a person has accumulated. The degree of punyam a person has accumulated is in keeping with the karma performed, meditation practiced, and also in keeping the punyam, the person also must have certain specific body also. In beings of higher lokas have their own specific body, not this human physical body what we have here. That therefore, Vishayadi sadhana sambandha vashat cha. Vishayadi sadhana sambandha vashat cha. The word vasha here means. Karma becomes the means. Vijnanam becomes the means. Then Vishayadi sadhana sambandha becomes the means. So karma vashat yatha vijnanam விஷயாதி சாதன சம்பந்த வசாத்துச்ச. சோ விஷயாதி சாதன சம்பந்த வசாத் மீன்ஸ் இன் கீப்பிங் வித் தி ஆல்சோ பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் டிபெண்ட்ஸ் அப்பான் தி காண்டாக்ட் வித் திஸ் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் சென்ஸ், எக்ஸ்டர்னல் வேர்ல்ட் ஆஃப் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், எக்ஸ்டர்னல் சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ். So in keeping with all those things, vibhavyamanaha, the pleasure which is vibhavyamanaha, which is vibhavyate, is the verb, which is being experienced. Vibhavyate is experienced. Vibhavayati experiences. Vibhavyate is experienced. Vibhavyamanaha, the pleasure which is being experienced in this world. In this world, loke means what? In this world means in this external, in this world, right? From all, in this world, not only in this world, all the beings also. Brahmadibihi, by all the beings, right from Brahma, the exalted of the beings, Brahmaji, and the ordinary being, human beings, to all up to the all being, by all the beings, the sukh pleasure which is experienced, which is being experienced in this world, which happened, that happens, laukikaha sampadyate. And what is the nature of that happens? Anavasthitaha. Avasthitaha means what? Everlasting. Anavasthitaha means time bound, fleeting, temporary. Anavasthitaha, the impermanent, arriving, departing, time bound happiness, time bound happiness happens, which is being experienced in this world by all the beings such as Brahma, etc., in keeping with the punyam a person, a being has accumulated as a result of performing ritual. The punyam a person has accumulated in keeping with the meditations practiced, and also in keeping with the alignment between the external objects and one's body, mind, sense complex. So vishayadi sadhana sambandha vishad, all these factors are involved for vishyanandaha to happen. And what is vishyanandaha? It's only distorted brahmanandaha, distorted as a result of ignorance. So vishyanandaha is also nothing but brahmanandaha only, but it is a fraction of, a matra of the manifestation of brahmanandaha, which happens depending upon many, you know, things, which happens when the discriminative understanding is veiled by ignorance, and ignorance is more powerful and predominant. It is then this vishyanandaha is the experience. Vishyanandaha happens. That too, depending upon these three factors, depending upon the punyam a person has accumulated, and by whom, experienced by whom? By any being. Any degree of sukham experienced by a being of any level, right from Brahma to ordinary beings. Understand now? Is it clear? Okay. So laukikanandaha, beautiful description. What is laukikanandaha? You cannot explain better than this. Very beautifully given. Laukikanandaha kaha. Again, next question, the same question, further explanation. Laukikanandaha api brahmanandasya eva matra. Sentence number one. Avidyaya triskriyamane விஞ்ஞானே உத்கிருஷ்யமானாயாம் ச avidya vijnane tiraskriyamane. Better put the words like this. I'm going to send hereafter this, like Keno Upanishad notes, I'll send this also for all of you. So it'll be easy. Avidyaya vijnane tiraskriyamane kama avidyayam cha utkrishyamanayam karma vashat kama yatha vijnanam kama vishayadi sadhana sambandha vashat cha brahmadi bihi vibhavyamanaha loke anavasthitaha laukikaha anandaha sampadyate. So many conditions. Understand? For Brahmananda, what do you need? Take, withdraw the attention from everywhere. Keep on listening to the teaching. Shastra's words will reflect your swarupam. You will discover, you can claim it as yours. Very nice. Saha eva avidya kama karma apakarshena avidya kama karma apakarshena manushya gandharvadi uttarottara bhumishu akamahata vidvachrotriya pratyakshaha vibhavyate शतगुणोत्तरोत्तरोत्कर्षेण यावत् हिरण्यगर्भस्य ब्रह्मणः आनन्दः इति. ओके, नाउ ही सेइंग इट्स ओनली वन सोर्स ऑफ हैप्पीनेस दैट इज ब्रह्म, देयरफॉर आनन्दः मीन्स ब्रह्म. ब्रह्म मीन्स आनन्दः, ब्रह्मानन्दः इज द ओनली हैप्पीनेस. सो he says, sahayeva means what? That Brahmanandaha, that Swarupa of Brahman alone. Hiranyagarbhasya Brahmanaha Anandaha iti. That Hiranyagarbhasya Anandaha, the Anandaha, the highest degree of Sukham experienced by Brahmaji, is also what? Nothing but the highest form of manifestation of, highest degree of manifestation of Brahmanandaha only. Therefore, Manushya Gandharvadi. Now what is Manushya Anandaha? Manushya Gandharvanandaha, Deva Gandharvanandaha. You can like this, Uttarottara Bhumishu. Manushya Gandharvadi Uttara Bhumishu. Means in higher and higher planes of experience, existence, whatever happiness is experienced, human being onwards, a Gandharva, and also by other celestials, in higher and higher planes of experience, higher planes there, what will happen is experienced by all of them. Shataguna uttarottara utkarshena. On 100 times more and more of happiness in a yavat, up to the happiness experienced by Hiranyagarbha, all those happiness also is what now? Is therefore that all, any degree of happiness experienced by a human being, Deva Gandharva, Manushya Gandharva, even Brahma, Brahmaji, all that sukham in 100, okay, Chatagunita, increased level, hundreds of units of happiness. Akamahata vidvat shotriya pratyaksha vibhavyate. that is experienced for whom akamahata vidvat shrotriya pratyakshaha. Beautiful. Akamahataha, I want to understand this word first before I go to the next word. Akamahataha, kamaihi na hataha yaha saha akamahataha. The person who is not killed, who is not tormented, tortured, disturbed by the desires, the thoughts in terms of desires. The person who is peaceful. Why he is peaceful? Is free from all emotions. Desires are well managed. Anger is managed. Anxiety is managed. Therefore, akamahataha is the person in whose mind there is no more disturbance of the caused by the desires. So akamahataha is the person who is not tortured by desires, means the person who is free from the hold of desires. So a desireless person is a dispassionate person. Akamahataha. So akamahata, then vidvat, and also wise person. The person has the vision of reality obtaining as one's own sarupam. Therefore, he is a Brahmajnani, he is a Vidwan, a wise person. Being a wise person, he is a person of fullness of happiness. Therefore, he is absolutely free from the desires. So, akamahata vidvat shrotriyaha. And he is a wise person. The wisdom is because he is shrotriya, he is a profound knowledge of the subject matter of the shastra. For that person, pratyakshaha vibhavyate, that happiness is experienced as one's own sarupam, as one's own self. Akamahata vidvat shrotriya pratyakshaha vibhavyate. It is that Brahmanandaha, which is there as the different degrees of happiness experienced by all the beings, which is the happiness of even Hiranyagarbha and happiness of all the beings in the respective higher planes, that all that happiness is experienced directly as one's own nature by a person of profound knowledge of the subject matter of the Shastram, a person who has profound knowledge of the subject matter of the Shastram, thereby who has wisdom and who is absolutely dispassionate and who's free from desires. So, what here in this context, what Shankara Bhagavatpada says is, see, even any degree of sukham a person can enjoy by making appropriate efforts, by earning punya, relevant punyam, and by having all at conducive atmosphere, everything conducive a person has, he can experience that sukham. It's a time bound. Whereas the shrotriyaha, we can say first of all, shrotriyaha, the person who has profound knowledge of subject matter of the shastram, thereby who is endowed with a steadfast vision of the truth, thereby who is already reveling in the vision of fullness, vision of one's own sarupam, is the one who is absolutely free from the hold of desires. For such a person, all degrees of sukham experienced by all those people is there. Understand? Jnani has the sukham experienced. Brahmaji is there for a jnani. Sukham experienced by Devagandharva is there for a jnani. Sukham experienced by Gandharva is there for a jnani. Sukham experiences Prajapati is there for a jnani. So jnani is the one who is experiencing who has the all sukham of all those beings also. How? As one's own surupam, pratyaksha vibhavyate, that sukham. What is all that sukham? Why? Because only that Brahmananda alone, okay, let me read the sentence now again. This is the content of what I have explained to you now. I'm going to again tell you. Sahayeva, that Brahmananda alone, avidya kama apakarshena. So Brahmananda alone is there as Vishayanandaha. Vishyanandaha, which is experienced. Brahmananda alone is there as Vishyanandaha, Brahmananda as Laukikanandaha, sense pleasure. Time bound worldly pleasure. Brahmananda alone, which is there as the worldly pleasure, which is experienced as the worldly pleasure. How? Manushya Gandharvadi Uttarottara Bhumishu. At different higher planes, at different graded higher planes, how? Avidya Kama Karma Apakarshena. Avidya Kama Kama Karma Apakarshena means, as a result of, as a result of the decrease as a result of the resolution of the influence of ignorance, as a result of the resolution of the degree of influence, influence of the degree of ignorance. Apakarshaha means gradual resolution. That's why we say due to the resolution of the influence of degree of ignorance and also desire. Originally you had lots of desires and desires become less. That's called what now? The influence of desire becomes desires become much different. Therefore here, in keeping with or due to the resolution of the influence of degree of ignorance, the number of desires and the behavior and the actions performed, okay, and all that, to enjoy that time-bound pleasure. Action performed for that pleasure. Uttarottara Bhumishu. Manushya Gandharvadi Uttarottara Bhumishu. Now, so in keeping with the higher planes of existence of the worlds, in keeping with the difference in the upadis, in keeping the difference in the upadis also, in keeping the difference in the upadis, such as Manishya upadi is different, Gandhar upadi is different, in keeping the difference in the upadis, and how do we get different upadis? In keeping the different upadis, of which is also acquired as a result of punya, a person has accumulated, but karma, upasam, etc. The sukham experienced also will be in different degrees. 100 times higher and higher degrees. And it will be, when it increases, the sukham increases also 100 times higher and higher degrees sukham in increases. And how much can the sukham, the happiness, the joy increase? How far can increase? What is the highest degree of sukham experience which can be experienced? Which can be up to the highest degree of sukham experienced by Brahmaji. Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbhasya Brahmanaha Anandaha. This is the experience sukham. All this sukham also is nothing but Brahmanandaha Yeva Vishayananda Rupena Manushya Gandharvasya Ananda Rupena Manushyasya Ananda Rupena Gandharvananda Rupena Devagandharvananda Rupena Brahmananda Rupena Prajapati Ananda Rupena Brahmanandaha Yeva Vishayananda Rupena Bhinna Bhinna Stare Bhati. Puja Swami's words, okay? Brahmananda alone shines as different degrees of graded sukhams experienced by different beings in different lokas, different planes of existence, and end up being endowed with different upadhis. And all that happiness is there for now. That sukham is easily attained. Attained. Pratyakshaha means what? As one's own sarupam. Okay. By a dispassionate person of detached, dispassionate person who is free from the hold of desires. A result of the vision, wisdom, is attained as a result of, again, this performed knowledge of subject matter of the Shastra. Is it clear? Okay. Sahayeva avidya kama karma apakarshena manushya gandharvadi uttarottara bhumishu Shatagunottarottarottkarshena yavat Hiranyagarbhasya Brahmanaha Anandaha Akamahata Vidvat Shrotriya Pratyakshah Vibhavyate Iti. So what does he do? Shrotriya, Shrotriya Akamahata Shrotriya Vidvan. What does he do? Nothing. He just has this for him. Brahman is his swarupam. He knows that. Niraste tu avidya krite. Niraste tu avidya krite. Vishaya vishayi vibhage. Vishaya vishayi vibhage. Niraste tu avidyakrite vishaya vishaya vibhage vidyaya swabhavikaha paripurnaha yekaha anandaha advaitaha bhavati iti yetam artam vibhaveshyan aha. Very beautiful. He says Vibhavai etam artam vibhavaishyan aha. See, we have not yet come to the actual mantra. The anandimansa we have not yet seen. He only already is presenting the nature of Brahmanandaha and the nature of Laukikanandaha. What is the nature of time-bound worldly pleasure? Experienceable in different degrees by beings of different order. Planes of existence with different upadhis. And what is the nature of the very essential nature of the reality, Brahma? Discussed here. Now he says, Nirast avidya krite vishaya vishayi vibhage niraste. Nirasta means when resolved. What is resolved here? avidyakrite vishaya vishaya vibhage. See, the enjoyer of object and the enjoyed object. Vishayaha is object of enjoyment. Vishayi is the subject of enjoyment. Vishaya vishayi vibhage niraste. And this subject of enjoyment and object of enjoyment, this separation, this difference is caused by what? Ignorance. Avidyakritam, avidyakritaha vishaya vishayi vibhagaha. Vishya vishi avidyakrite vishya vishi vibhage niraste. When the ignorance caused subject object difference, subject of enjoyment, object of enjoyment, difference is resolved. How? By knowledge. Vidyaya. Vidyaya avidya. Vidyaya to avidyaya krite, avidya krite, vishaya vishaya, vishaya vishaya vibhage tiraskrite, niraste, niraste. When the ignorance caused subject of enjoyment, object of enjoyment, difference is resolved by knowledge. What happens now? Swabhavikaha. There, a person does not attain, a person can take ownership of what? The fullness of happiness. What is? Yekaha, the one non-dual fullness of happiness, paripurnaha, swabhavikaha, the natural, full, one, non-dual happiness. Happens with what is there as one's own sorupam. Already there, always there, already there. What is the sukham? Swabhavikaha, paripurnaha, anandaha. There is fullness of happiness, which is paripurnaha, anandaha. One indivisible, undivided, partless, secondless, non-dual fullness of happiness, obtaining as one's own sorupam, is there. When ignorance caused subject object division is resolved by knowledge. So vidyaya avidya krite vishaya vishaye vibhage niraste sati saptami. When the difference is resolved, the subject of enjoyment, object of enjoyment, that difference is resolved, the difference caused by ignorance is resolved by knowledge. When the knowledge rises, ignorance resolves, along with ignorance, ignorance caused difference also is resolved. Then there is what? One secondless, non-dual fullness of happiness, obtaining as one's own nature, is there. Iti yetam artam vibhavayishyan aha. In order to vibhavayishyan, means what? In order to bring this fact, in order to bring this fact to light, in order to bring this, make this fact very clear, vibhavayishyan. See, vibhavayishyati means what? Actually, we'll show, but here, vibhavayishyan. In order to bring this fact, make this fact clear, in order to drive home this fact, vibhavayishyan should be understood differently here. In order to drive home this fact, make this fact clear, aha, Upanishad presented. Upanishad said, what now? Upanishad presents what? this calculus of Anandaha, which is going to come next sentence, which we will see tomorrow. So tomorrow actually I'm going to see calculus of Ananda. The last is a beautiful sentence, isn't it? Doesn't matter. All that you need is ignorance has to be resolved. You need vidya. Vidyaya avidya nirastha bhavati. Ignorance becomes resolved by knowledge. When ignorance is resolved, ignorance caused a difference, subject, object, difference also will be resolved. That is resolved. When the difference is resolved, what is there is one indivisible, non-dual fullness of happiness obtaining as one's own nature. Okay? Swabhavikaha, paripurnaha, ekaha, advaitaha, anandaha bhavati. Put the word ananda at the last, then become beautiful adjectives. Ekaha, swabhavikaha, paripurnaha, advaitaha, anandaha bhavati. Kada, avidya krite, vishaya vibhage, vidyaya naraste. When ignorance is resolved by knowledge, thereby ignorance caused duality also, divisions also is resolved. There's no more vishayi, no more vishayaha, there's only Brahma. Resolved, then what is there is only fullness of happiness. In order to make this fact clear, is going to Upanishad is presenting the calculus of Ananda, Ananda Mimamsa, which you will see tomorrow. It's all right. Any questions in what we have seen today? I'm going to send notes, like small important things, like what I said, sent for Keno Upanishad. No questions?
Okay.
Yeah.
What was there's the word sampatti appears in that compound bahya dhyatmikas.
What sampatti is stilinga shabda, which actually means wealth. Wealth in terms of external objects and conducive atmosphere. External objects. See, any sukham, any degree of sukham presupposes the conducive atmosphere and the required objects of the enjoyment. It's called sampatti, it's called wealth. The wealth in terms of external objects, the conducive atmosphere. Bahya sadhana sampatti. Any means of enjoyment is sampatti. See, in our culture, we see everything as sampatti. Everything is Lakshmi here. Good, we are able to sleep well for a few hours. Some sukham is there. Sampatti, wealth. Why is called wealth? Lakshmi will come to you only if you tap Bhagavan's grace. Tapping Bhagavan presupposes you must have some punyam. Therefore, everything is looked upon as Lakshmi, wealth. I didn't go to explain too much, but anyway, now I can tell you because you asked me. Understand now? Any means of enjoyment of anything desirable is also wealth. Sampatti. Sampat, sampatti. Om. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Rubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.